This podcast reports news as if it's from the video game Helldivers, but is not associated with the creators and not affiliated with Arrowhead Game Studios in any way. All characters, sounds, and music are original to this podcast.
Feel the fire. Marching hearts. Our will won't tire. This is your daily wartime update. Hold the line. Don't break. Victory's ours to make.
Good evening, citizens of Super Earth. This is Joe Turner, broadcasting live from Super Earth Command with today's most critical updates, urgent deployment orders, and frontline reports. Tonight we stand united against relentless threats, but our resolve has never been stronger. We begin with breaking news from Planet Calypso, where the largest deployment of Helldivers ever recorded has arrived. A staggering 180,000 brave souls have hit the ground, launching an all-out offensive against the Illuminate. SE Command now projects an 81% probability for securing total victory by December. The tide of the war is shifting thanks to our unyielding sacrifice. But victory comes with a price. Following a brutal campaign against the Terminids, our forces were forced to retreat from Gateria. The bugs may have claimed the planet for now, but CE Command has redeployed over 9,500 Helldivers ready for a full-scale liberation. In a disturbing development, the Democracy Space Station, DSS, remains offline after suspected sabotage triggered catastrophic system failures. A station-wide lockdown is in effect, and enhanced security screenings are underway. Stay vigilant. Loyalty to Super Earth is not just expected, it's essential. Tonight's mission is clear. Enlist, deploy, and defend. SE Command is calling on all able-bodied citizens to action. Your orders: liberate Calypso, reclaim Gateria, and crush the alien scourge before they take another step toward our homes. Coming up next, cutting-edge tech updates and game-changing combat strategies straight from the front lines. Stay locked in, stay ready. This is Joe Turner, and you're tuned in to the Daily Wartime Update.
Super Earth, prepare yourselves. Episode 2 of the Halloween Offensive is almost here. In this chilling chapter, the team ventures into the unknown, where danger hides in the shadows and survival is anything but certain. Mysteries deepen, people are tested, and an invisible threat emerges that will push them to their limits. Starring Umbriel as Bulldog.
More like what you'd call hunters these days. See, back then, stalkers weren't as dangerous.
Brady Flanagan as the First Sergeant.
Well, do you want to tell them, or am I telling the story?
Cat as Lieutenant Grayson.
Don't worry, Sergeant. If we find anything, we'll be sure to leave you some bugs to play with.
And more incredible voices delivering gripping performances.
On your six, Lieutenant. I've got movement. 20 degrees.
So basically, we're hunting ghosts.
What secrets will they uncover? What sacrifices will they make? Find out in episode 2 of the Halloween Offensive. Click the link now and watch episode 1, because the real nightmare is just beginning.
We've received critical updates from SEEF Command on the Illuminate threat. After a century of absence.
Apologies for this interruption. This just in. Major Order 1. SE Command released a new update. Success. The Illuminate forces have been eradicated on Calypso. Thousands remain unaccounted for. Multiple units have reported human-like combatants on the battlefield. Investigations into these reports are ongoing. Despite the audacity of this shocking and unprovoked assault, the Helldivers once again proved their unmatched martial prowess. The enemy has retreated in defeat. SEEF recon units will soon hunt down any remnants. As soon as they are located, they will be eradicated. The resurgent Illuminate has been repelled by the Helldivers. Consult the galactic map on your ships for additional information. Back to your regularly scheduled program.
These ancient autocrats known as the Squeeth have launched a full-scale assault on Calypso, sparking the Second Galactic War. Hold on. I'm getting something from the comms desk. One moment. Attention all Helldivers. This just in from Super Earth Command. After thorough research, Helldivers have discovered the greatest weak spot of the Illuminate Harvester, also known as the tripod. The joint connecting the leg to the rest of its body is its most vulnerable point. When utilizing heavy weaponry like the RR, ET, or Last 99 Quasar, aim for the joints for maximum damage, and make sure those shields are downed. Now, where were we? Right, here's what Seif Intelligence has confirmed about the enemy profiles currently known. The enemy profile. Voteless, swarming foot soldiers driven by endless zeal. Agile and relentless, they excel at overwhelming through sheer numbers. Watchers, flying recon drones armed with lethal arc weaponry. Take them out fast. They call reinforcements if left unchecked. Overseers and elevated overseers, elite infantry with personal shields, devastating melee attacks, and explosive projectile capabilities. Elevated models sport jetpacks, making them highly mobile and deadly from range. Harvesters, towering war machines equipped with energy shields and high-power laser artillery. Shields must be destroyed before any damage can be done. Engage cautiously. Field reports also warn of warp ships, airborne platforms, deploying continuous reinforcements. Destruction is mandatory to disrupt enemy ground support. Super Earth Command isn't sitting idle, folks. The Urban Legends Warbond Initiative is rolling out game-changing tech. And trust me, you're going to want this in your loadout. Let's talk about the Armed Resupply Pods Booster. Imagine calling in a standard resupply pod, except this one doesn't just drop gear. The second it hits the ground, it sets up shop as a fully armed turret, ready to unload on anything hostile. These pods are perfect for holding down key positions or giving you some breathing room when enemies just won't quit. Drop one near an objective, and suddenly you've got backup that never panics or misses. Now, heads up, ammo is limited, so think before you deploy. These aren't set-it-and-forget-it gadgets. Place them where they'll make the biggest impact, like guarding a critical flank or covering a narrow pass where enemies funnel through. But that's not all the Warbond is packing. Consider the Flame Sentry, a portable turret that spits fire like a dragon with a grudge. Ideal for stopping light infantry dead in their tracks, especially in tight quarters or during defensive stands. Just be sure to keep it away from critical gear. It's not exactly subtle. Or how about the Arc Thrower? This electric powerhouse can lock down multiple targets, stunning entire enemy squads, long enough for you to mop up or reposition. Perfect when you need crowd control in a hurry. Looking for something sturdier? The anti-tank emplacement has arrived, packing 30 high-impact rounds that can shred even the toughest enemies, including harvesters and enemy dropships. Use it wisely and you'll see the tide turn in seconds. Need something more personal? The siege-ready armor boosts your primary weapon reload speed by 30% and increases ammo capacity by 20%, ideal for heavy gunners and anyone facing prolonged battles. For those working as a team, the directional shield offers unparalleled squad protection. This wide energy barrier shields your team while letting them fire back without breaking cover. Just remember, it won't block melee or explosive attacks. The stun lance and stun baton provide close combat superiority, stunning enemy swarms like the Voteless. While ineffective against heavy armor, they excel at crowd control, making them invaluable in intense skirmishes. The Warbond program isn't just about flashy tech. It's about keeping you in the fight longer. It's about turning the tide when the odds are stacked against you. Trust in the gear, trust in each other, and stay sharp out there. Let's talk enhancements from Seif's research division. The recon vehicle is redefining frontline mobility. Its speed and firepower make it ideal for hit-and-run strikes. Keep fuel reserves in mind and plan extraction routes carefully. Squad coordination has a new ally in the directional shield. This horizontal energy barrier shields teammates while allowing them to fire through. Perfect for coordinated assaults. Just be aware of melee and explosive vulnerabilities. Close quarters combat specialists. Meet the stun lance and stun baton. These melee tools excel at stunning enemy swarms like the Voteless. While ineffective against heavy armor, they shine in controlling the battlefield when paired with tactical precision. Siege-ready armor has hit deployment lines. This advanced gear boosts primary weapon reload speed by 30% and increases ammo capacity by 20%. Crossbow users, plasma gunners, and any Helldiver facing prolonged engagements should make it standard issue. Finally, the game-changing anti-tank emplacement has entered active service. With 30 high-impact rounds capable of devastating harvesters, hulks, and even enemy dropships, this turret can change the course of battle with precise targeting. Position carefully, fire decisively, and watch enemy forces fall. Helldivers, the path to freedom is forged through fire and your dedication to freedom. We will be back after this short break.
Koh Freedom is brewed for the brave and served steaming with valor. As you face the morning's battles, let Koh Freedom bring you joy every morning. The preferred beverage of all Helldivers and the proud sponsor of GNR 107. The Cascades Coffee Blend delivers a rich and robust delight for your mornings. Packed in a 12 ounces bag, this medium dark roast boasts flavors of cocoa and toasted nut, offering a full-bodied experience with each sip. Now available in the link above, with every purchase $6 goes towards GNR 107 to keep you informed about the war effort. Now available for purchase.
As of December 13th, the largest deployment of Helldivers ever recorded has arrived on planet Calypso. An estimated 180,000 Helldivers have hit the ground, pushing the front lines forward with relentless determination. CE Command now projects an 81% probability of securing total victory by the end of December. The tide is turning thanks to you. However, there's no time for celebration. Our forces have suffered a setback on Gateria. After relentless battles against the Terminid forces, Helldiver units were forced to retreat. The Dirty Bugs took the planet. But let this serve as motivation, not despair. SE Command has already deployed 9,000 Helldivers for an all-out liberation campaign. Together, we will reclaim what's ours. Now for the concerning development. The Democracy Space Station has been taken offline due to catastrophic system failures, suspected to be in an act of sabotage. All personnel are undergoing enhanced security screenings at the station, and the station remains under lockdown for repairs. Stay vigilant. Loyalty to Super Earth is paramount. SE Command is calling on all able bodies of Helldivers for immediate deployment for missions. Liberate Calypso. Hold Gateria and push back the alien scourge. If you've got the spirit of liberty in your veins, now's the time to prove it. Speaking of preparedness, SE Command has just released new tactical updates and cutting-edge tech designed to give every Helldiver the edge needed to dominate the battlefield. Stay with us as we dive into the latest innovations in this tech and tactical briefing, coming up next. This is Joe Turner bringing you the latest direct from Super Earth Command. Our forces remain locked in battle across multiple fronts. Planet Calypso continues to be an epic center of the war effort, with Helldivers holding the line against relentless Illuminate assaults. For a closer look at the action, we take you live to the front lines with our embedded field reporter.
This is Richard, live from the front lines on Planet Calypso. We're deep in the heart of the combat zone, where the Helldivers' latest push against the Illuminate is unfolding with relentless intensity. We've witnessed squads deploying cutting-edge gear, including the newly upgraded jump packs paired with arc throwers. Helldivers are using the jump packs to leap into the thick of combat while unleashing devastating electric arcs on enemy formations. The arc thrower, once an underdog, is now proving to be the ultimate equalizer against the Illuminates. Its stunning electrical charge locks down even the largest enemies, leaving them paralyzed and vulnerable. Moments ago, we saw a squad take down an entire wave of Overseers using precise coordination. With the arc thrower chaining through enemy ranks, the results were brutal and absolute. Entire formations fried in seconds. But the enemy isn't giving up. Heavy harvesters backed by waves of Voteless continue to press hard. thermite grenades are proving ineffective against their armored plating, forcing squads to adapt quickly. As we speak, another squad is holding the line near the extraction point. They're relying solely on the arc thrower's chaining power to keep the enemy back long enough for an evac shuttle to arrive. Extraction is underway. Helldivers scrambling for the last evac shuttle while fending off relentless enemy waves. Every second counts. Reporting live from the war front on Calypso, we press on.
Thank you for the gripping report from the front lines. The bravery and resolve of our Helldivers is unmatched. But war isn't just fought on the battlefield. It's shaped by the decisions made in command rooms and strategic war councils. Up next, we take you to the strategic insight where top military minds clash over critical decisions shaping the war effort. Expect sharp analysis, fierce debate, and no easy answers. Stay tuned. This is Joe Turner.
We welcome brave citizens of Super Earth to the Helldivers Radio GNR 107 Discord channel. This is your premier destination to connect with the valiant voices behind the radio and the vibrant community that makes our broadcasts possible.
Here, in this digital garrison, we rally the creative troops who bring you the most riveting tales from the front lines. Whether you want to voice act or assist with gathering material for the podcast, this is the place for you.
Are you ready to lend your voice to the cause? Do you have the skill to craft tales of valor and sacrifice? We're on the lookout for volunteers with a flair for voice acting and script writing. Dive into our ranks and help shape the future of GNR 107.
Join us where the magic happens, where heroes are heard, and where your contributions fuel the fire of freedom. Together, we'll keep the Helldivers radio signal strong and clear.
Helldivers Radio GNR 107. For democracy, for Super Earth.
Discord link down below.
Welcome back to Strategic Insight, the only place where tactical thinking meets unfiltered truth. I'm Bulldog, and tonight we tackle a question burning through every war room across Super Earth. Are we ready for the Illuminates' full-scale war? With me are two of the sharpest minds in the field, Captain Marcus Rydell, pushing for aggressive counter-offenses, and Dr. Alina Harker, cautioning against overextension. Let's drop into the fray.
This isn't desperation, Bulldog. It's resolve. We're bringing the fight to the Illuminate with everything we've got. Our new weapon tech, like the Arc Thrower and enhanced RR launchers, gives us a lethal edge. We're finally turning defense into domination.
Captain Rydell, SCAF Command's recent push of 180,000 Helldivers to Calypso is being called our last best shot. Are we seizing the moment or setting ourselves up for disaster?
Absolutely. The Illuminate have been fighting wars longer than we've existed. They adapt fast, too fast. Throwing Helldivers at Calypso without locking down orbital superiority is tactical hubris.
Orbital superiority is coming, Doctor. Our fleets are en route. Meanwhile, ground forces have proven they can disrupt Illuminate command nodes with shock tactics and coordinated assaults.
Dr. Harker, you've argued before that large-scale deployments like this are risky at best. Do you still think we're biting off more than we can chew?
And what happens when the Illuminate counter with dimensional strikes? Their teleport tech makes a safe zones a myth. We've already lost key supply routes twice because of their ambushes.
Sounds like you're both drawing battle lines here. Captain, are we playing into their hands by committing everything to Calypso?
Not if we hit them first. We know their weaknesses now. Harvester legs, command relays. Target them and crush their ability to fight.
Sounds like we're stuck between a hammer and an anvil, folks.
And when they adapt, they've turned defeats into traps before. We need a fallback plan, not just brute force.
Hold that thought. We've just received a live update from SCAF Command. Classified Illuminate structures detected near Calypso's southern ridge. New strike orders incoming. Looks like this debate's about to get very real. That's all for Strategic Insight. Stay locked in. Next up, the Command Directive, where we break down SCAF's latest combat protocols.
You've been tuned in to GNR's comprehensive warfront coverage where truth meets action. Let's recap tonight's most critical updates. Super Earth forces surge forward on planet Calypso, deploying a record-breaking 180,000 Helldivers. SE Command reports an 81% probability of total victory by December. Our forces faced a brutal setback after a relentless assault by both the Terminids and Automatons. This war is far but over. Meanwhile, the Democracy Space Station remains on lockdown after suspected sabotage caused by catastrophic system failures. On the tech front, SEAF Command unveiled groundbreaking tactical gear through the Urban Legends Warbond initiative. Game-changing assets like the anti-tank emplacement and siege-ready armor promise to redefine the battlefield dominance. Additionally, Helldivers and SEAF Command gave us critical combat tips on Illuminate weaknesses. Remember, target the harvester joints and disable enemy warp ships before reinforcements flood the battlefield. On our frontline report, you got a direct glimpse into the fierce battles raging on Calypso. Their courage reminds us all this war is far from over. And finally, in the strategic insight, military minds clash over the future of the war. Super Earth, this fight isn't just for survival, it's for the future of humanity. Stay vigilant, stay resilient, and never lose sight of what we're fighting for. I'm Joe Turner, reminding you that democracy is not given, it's earned. One battle at a time. Until next time, stay sharp, stay ready, and press on.
More dark time, no fear, no doubt. Helldiver Shrek, shout it out! Fura! Bum dum 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 dum. Steal our hearts, raise heads high. We'll fight strong through storm and sky. Dum 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 dum. Liberty calls, answer the fight, hold the line through day and night. Dum 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 dum, they stole our voice, they took our home, crushed our dreams, turned hearts to stone. Break the chains, shatter control.
Helldivers Radio was a PV production. All music, sound not original to the podcast is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.